really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You've tuned into IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The show is Bookshelf, and I'm Hussein. I'm here if you're looking for a good book to read this week. So as people become united, they forge greater nations and unlock greater achievements, and then they can proceed on the path of civilization faster. The diversity in a nation is fuel for creativity. It gives better solutions to the problems of life, and it forms firm logic for our beliefs and our lifestyles. However, common ground must exist first for people to come together, and that common ground acts as the seed to uniting people under one identity, while allowing them to preserve and express their other identities as well. But how can unity be achieved? It requires understanding. So long as we don't talk to each other, we won't understand each other either, and we won't be able to identify and remove the prejudices that we have against each other. Some of these prejudices have existed since long into history. Muslims share a lot of common ground with each other, but the thoughts and mentalities of some Muslims is plagued with biased perceptions about one another and obstinate hostilities, all of which are surmised from misunderstandings and ignorance. According to the Quran, remember, Muslims are brothers, but looking at our Islamic community today, are we treating each other like brothers? Do we fulfill the duties that are incumbent on us as brothers? We'll wonder about other schools, but unfortunately, on the path to discovering them, we face a lot of traps by people with malignant intentions. Some so-called scholars won't miss any opportunity or the slightest excuse to call another Muslim from another school a blasphemer. Some Muslims are so arrogant and prejudiced that they respond to any claim against another school or any claim in favor to their own school with unquestionable credulousness. If we want to overcome these traps, we need to know about each other. But the best source to understand one another isn't the books that we've written ourselves about others, but rather what they have written themselves. Today's book is a simple overview of the most important pillars of the Shia faith, a work which is a summary of 20 years in the Islamic seminary of Qom. Don't go away. You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Bookshelf. We were talking about the importance of understanding each other's beliefs and religions so that we can form a single identity and unite with that. We were speaking about how we should read each other's book so that we can get a correct understanding of what each side believes. So the book that I want to introduce to you today is called Discovering Shia Islam, by Dr. Muhammad Ali Shomali. The book I want to introduce to you today is called Discovering Shia Islam by Dr. Muhammad Ali Shomali, and it's been published by Jamiat al-Zahra, the Islamic Seminary for Women in Qom, Iran. Dr. Muhammad Ali Shomali is a graduate of the Islamic Seminaries of Qom. He has a BA and MA in Western Philosophy from the University of Tehran and a PhD from the University of Manchester. He is the founding director of the International Institute for Islamic Studies in Qom, Iran, and the former director of Islamic Center of England in London, and editor-in-chief of two journals, one of which is The Message of Thaqalayn, a quarterly journal of Islamic studies, and The Spiritual Quest, a biannual journal of ethics and spirituality. The book comes in 41 pages. It talks about the meaning of the term Shia, when did Shiism start, early Shia, the glorious Quran, the Sunnah, the household of the Prophet, the reason, principles of religion, the daily prayers, fasting, pilgrimage to Mecca, the almsgiving, struggle for the sake of God, enjoining the good and prohibiting the bad, and in the end, it gives you further sources for reading about the Shia. Alright, so if you're interested, there are lots of lectures that have been uploaded on the internet from Dr. Shomali and his speeches. But meanwhile, let's listen to one piece of one of his speeches where he talks about Islamic theology and the existence of God. And don't go away, because we'll be back after listening to this piece by Dr. Shomali.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are different ways of understanding God. One way is based on rational arguments, intellectual discourse. We try to prove the existence of God by following a logical procedure for developing a deduction. We bring arguments, intellectual arguments for the existence of God. There is another approach, and that is the mystical approach. Some people have immediate understanding of God, and for them the existence of God is not less clearer than their own existence or than existence of other things. So they are not in need of using any other thing to come to an understanding of God. This type of mystical approach is very powerful for the people who achieve it. For example, Imam Hussein alayhi salam in Dua Arafah, he says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَيَّكُونُ لِغَيْرَكَ مِنَ الظُّهُورِ ما ليس لك. Is any clarity for anything other than you that you lack? So is this, for example, desk or this, I don't know, microphone in front of me clearer than God? متى غبت حتى تحتاج إلى دليل. When was the time that you were absent and then I needed a guide to bring me to you? So for a person who is in that level of encounter with God, there is no need to argue for the existence of God, because he finds the existence of God the clearest thing.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Bookshelf. We were talking about the book Discovering Shia Islam by Muhammad Ali Shomali, published by Jama'at al-Zahra. I'm on page 6 of this book, which is 41 pages, and we're going to read the part which is about when did Shiaism start. Naturally, the question arises as to when Shiaism started. There are many hadiths narrated by both Shia and non-Shia regarding the issue of imamate that will be studied later when discussing Shia doctrines. In what follows, however, we will just study some hadiths in which the Prophet Muhammad spoke of a group of people as Shia, followers of Ali, and then refer to some extra reasons from hadiths and the history of Islam that can shed more light on the subject at hand. All hadiths mentioned below are cited from respected Sunni sources. These are, however, a few of the most important narrations, and there are many more to be found in the sources mentioned here as well as others. Ibn Asakir narrated from Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari that he said, "Once we were with the Prophet Muhammad when Ali arrived, upon which the Prophet said, 'I swear by him who has my life in his hand that surely this man and his Shia will be happy on the day of resurrection.' And then the verse, 'Surely those who believe and do good deeds are the best of men,' was revealed. Later, whenever the companions of the Prophet Muhammad saw Ali coming, they would say, 'The best of men has come.'" Ibn Hajar narrated from Ibn Abbas that when the verse that we just recited was revealed, the Prophet told Ali, "Those are you and your Shia. You and your Shia will come on the day of resurrection, while you will be pleased and well-pleasing to God, and your enemies will come while they will be angry and seized by their necks." Ibn al-Athir narrated that addressing Ali, the Prophet said, "O Ali, you and your Shia will reach God being pleased with him and well-pleasing him, and your enemies will reach him being angry and will be seized by their necks." Then the Prophet demonstrated how this would be by putting his hand on his neck.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
So I began reading a part which talks about where the word Shia, where the Shia belief began, because that is one of the important subjects of debate between Shia and Sunnis. But then after this part, the book goes into some very good details about what Shia believe, but only in 41 pages. If you missed the program, don't worry. We went through the book Discovering Shia Islam by Muhammad Ali Shomali. We went through the book Discovering Shia Islam by Dr. Muhammad Ali Shomali, published by Jama'at al-Zahra, the Islamic Seminary for Women in Qom. You can always download an archive of this program and our previous shows simply by searching IRIB English Radio Bookshelf. Until next week, and a lot of studying. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.